With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The choir singing at midnight mass on Christmas Eve at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. However, war rages on in the town in the occupied West Bank.
Nativity Church was packed for Christmas Mass despite Bethlehem resembling a ghost town because of the war. The church is built on top of the biblical birthplace of Jesus. Mass was celebrated by Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem. Over the weekend, he addressed the crowd outside in English.
The message of Christmas is not violence, it's peace. We want peace, just peace, dignified peace for all. Especially all for the Palestinians, that for too long they are waiting to have their home.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, the United States says it's working hard to win the release of Americans being held in Russia. White House correspondent Greg Clungston reports.
This coming week marks 5 years of captivity in Russia for Paul Whelan. He recently said he feels abandoned by the U.S., National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the White House is committed to bringing him home.
We did in recent days put forward a serious proposal. The Russians rebuffed it regardless of what Mr. Putin says.
Kirby said the administration is also working to win the release of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. The U.S. says both men are being wrongfully detained. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Friday, Wall Street closed its eighth straight winning week. Data released Friday showed spending by U.S. consumers unexpectedly rose during the month. While that's a good sign for growth for an economy driven mainly by consumer spending, it could also indicate underlying pressure remains on inflation. This is SRN News. Does your church have a succession plan?
According to research by the Barna Group, most of America's congregations have no idea what they will do when their current pastor decides to retire. Given the fact that the country's clergymen are aging and fewer young men are entering the pipeline, Barna says it's an important matter that churches need to start thinking about sooner rather than later. Only 16% of pastors are under the age of 40 in this country. The average age is 52. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelical Christians continue to make up a large part of former President Donald Trump's support as he seeks the Republican presidential nomination in 2024. Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church, Dallas, is not surprised that evangelicals are standing by Mr. Trump, even as other candidates tout their faith. Mr. Trump getting high marks for appointing the Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe versus Wade. This is SRN News. Hundreds reported feeling minor earthquakes on Hawaii's Big Island and on the Olympic Peninsula west of Seattle, but no damage reported. The earthquake Sunday afternoon in Hawaii and Sunday morning in Washington State were over 2,600 miles apart and apparently unrelated. The quakes were too small to generate a tsunami. That's according to the National Weather Service's U.S. Tsunami Warning System. The EPA says it's conducting more on-site inspections of polluting industrial sites than at any time since the COVID-19 pandemic began.
It's part of a broader Biden administration effort to reinvigorate environmental enforcement. Budget cuts imposed more than a decade ago slashed enforcement staff by roughly 950 positions. The EPA is moving to add about 300 positions.
Correspondent Jeremy House. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.